A mix of animal tranquilizer and fentanyl, called Trank Dope, has been making headlines around the country. Some media outlets are referring to it as a zombie drug, but the truth behind Trank Dope may be more complicated. WTIU's Ethan Sandweiss has more.
Lori McCall has lived in Nineveh, Indiana, her whole life.
It's where she raised four children, including her daughter, Cheyenne.
McCall said Cheyenne struggled with heroin and meth for 9 years, but in 2021, an unfamiliar drug called xylazine contributed to the overdose that took her life.
She had a tragic in her life with a boyfriend, and she used again, and nobody knew she used, and I woke up the next morning and found her in her room.
That May, Cheyenne had been clean for 10 months and was active in a recovery network. She was living with her mother, Lori, and 6-year-old son, Jordan. Her mom says Cheyenne's boyfriend left her and she snorted fentanyl one last time.
And I shook her and she wasn't moving and I said, hey, get up. Didn't move response again, so I turned on the big light. I'm like, hey, you need to get up. And I'm like, and I noticed then that like she wasn't moving. And so then I called 911 and her son was next to her in the bed.
The coroner found 6 substances in Cheyenne's bloodstream. One of them was xylazine, an animal sedative that dealers mix with heroin and fentanyl, creating a cocktail called Trank Dope. Like opiates, xylazine causes depressed breathing and a reduced heart rate. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Jason Barrett says the way xylazine interacts with other drugs and Trank Dope can make deadly substances even more dangerous.
I think there definitely is added risk. It's hard to give a number, but definitely it increases, without a doubt.
Xylazine isn't approved for human use. It's been mixed with other drugs for years, but only recently garnered media attention. Its most dramatic side effect is the rotting flesh that some users develop around injection sites. Barrett says doctors still aren't sure why that happens.
As cell death would happen, you'll get that necrosis, meaning like blackened scar tissue or blackened tissue in general. I've read reports where limbs, it seems, have to be amputated.
Hospitals don't routinely check survivors for xylazine, so most of the information about its spread comes from coroner's reports. Data gathered by the DEA shows xylazine-positive overdose deaths in the Midwest rose from 57 in 2020 to 351 in 2021. By contrast, the prevalence of xylazine in drugs tested rose by only 7%. Because xylazine isn't a controlled substance, it falls outside the jurisdiction of the DEA. Special Agent Michael Gannon says his agency's focus remains on scheduled narcotics.
Xylazine is often mixed with other drugs, whether it's heroin, cocaine, or fentanyl. So it's not like it's just coming up by itself.
Users usually don't want drugs mixed with xylazine. It's added by dealers to extend the effects of fentanyl. Gannon says even when the two substances are combined, fentanyl poses a far greater threat.
We got to get people educated and really let them know how dangerous this is because it's devastating talking to the parents that lose a loved one.
Vice President of the Indiana Center for Recovery, Chad Sabora, wants to dispel misconceptions about xylazine that he says are harmful to users.
There has been a lot of conversations happening on social media about how naloxone is ineffective against xylazine, and people in my position that have expertise are like, yeah, it's not an opioid.
Sabora says using the opioid reversal medicine naloxone can still save a victim's life.
The opioids have been displaced. The person is breathing at an amount that is not going to cause a fatality. However, they're not able to regain consciousness because of the xylazine.
Like Gannon, Sabora emphasizes that xylazine is only the most recent element in a much larger crisis.
Xylazine is either going to stay or get phased out. But after that, there's going to be something else for us to talk about in 6 months or a year. 6 months and a year from then, there'll be something else. This will be a never-ending rinse and repeat until we do something different about the issue.
McCall doesn't know anyone other than her daughter who died from Trank Dope, but she knows other people in Bartholomew County who have lost family to fentanyl. When I visited her, McCall was wearing a t-shirt from Turn the Town Purple, an event in Edinburgh, Indiana, to remember friends and family who died from an overdose.
The names are on the back of all the ones who we've lost on the back, and then every year it's added to.
It's a lot of names.
It's a lot of names, and they just keep adding more.
For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.